everybody. Cal Banyan here with Cal Banyan's Hypnosis Etc. with Meredith Locker. If you're watching this video anywhere else, go to calbanyan.com right now, because all the good stuff is right down there below. We've got, you know, extra information that goes on with the stuff we talk about, supporting text and links and graphics and stuff like that. Let's see here. We got so nice to have Meredith back after two episodes of me doing it all by myself. I tell you what, it wasn't nearly as much fun. Let me tell you a little bit about Meredith. Meredith, she's a true one percenter. She really does the best of the best work in hypnosis and hypnotherapy. Her office is in L.A. If I was going to send one of my friends or family who lived in L.A. to a hypnotherapist, it would definitely be Meredith. She's got a master's degree in psychology. She's also was a talk therapist before she was transformed into a very, very good hypnotherapist. How you doing, Meredith?
I'm doing great, Cal. It's good to be back.
It's good to have you back. Did you get a sunburn or anything there in Hawaii?
A little bit, just right here. Just on my forehead, the very tip of my forehead, and that was it.
Wow, that's good. And you got bangs now, right? Or...
yeah, well, not when you're hiking. They get all pushed back, and it's really rainy in Kauai all the time. So I was like a wet rat the whole time.
My niece, Nicole, who is from Australia, is back. So they call it fringe. Fringe, they don't call it bangs.
Oh, okay. That's nice. I like that. You going to get some fringe, Cal?
Definitely not.
I'm so glad.
Cool. Well, let's get rolling in here. Let's see. I've got my usual clipboard with my usual announcements. And, of course, I invite everyone to go to hypnosiscenter.com. Check out my schedule of classes that run, three or four classes a year. And this October in 2009, we have the Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course. That's NGH-approved course with 5-path and 7-path self-hypnosis. In November, we have the Week of Power. And that's for people who are already certified in hypnosis or hypnotherapy and want to come and learn 5-path, 7-path, and our advanced material. Another announcement. Our hypnospace.com has now gone over the 350 member mark, and I'm really excited about that. New groups are forming, and we've just updated the website. It's going to have some new technology in it for us, which is whenever, like if you start a group or you belong to a group and someone responds to your post, rather than you having to go back and check every day, the website's automatically going to let you know that someone has responded to your post or has left a comment on your blog and that kind of thing. So it's going to become, I think, even more exciting and more interactive. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to tell you a secret about Meredith. I don't think she's very technical. I've kind of found a little stubborn streak in her today. I was talking to her about our brand new fan page on Facebook. And one of the ways I was staying connected to people was on my profile page, which had hundreds and hundreds of friends, but you know, most of them were people who know me through hypnosis. And I found out that, you know, if I was to send a message to that group on my profile saying, "Hey, my latest podcast is out there," then that really violates the terms of service. So what we decided to do was set up a fan page. Now, I really don't like that name, but we now have a fan page for the Hypnosis Etc. show. So we just got the URL set up. And if you want to go check it out, I highly recommend you go to, it's facebook.com/, that's just the regular old slash, and Hypnosis Etc. made into one word. Hypnosis Etc. So facebook.com/hypnosis etc. And you can become a fan there. And what's really cool about that page is, as you know, if you're a regular fan of our show, we will record up to 4 episodes at a time. And so sometimes we need to have a way to get in touch with the people that follow the show at more of a moment's notice. For example, we just announced on our fan page on Facebook that Lynette won the prize for the for her comments on the podcast Before Last. And so that's where she's going to get notified. Lynette, if you haven't checked out our fan page yet, it was your comment that was selected first, and so you get to go pick your prize. Let's see. Meredith, you got any comments? Or are we going to get you on Facebook now?
He's outing me, everybody. He wants me on Facebook, and I have been stubbornly digging in my feet, refusing to go there for various reasons of my own. But I may just have to join just so that I can be a part of this fan page. I'm very excited about that. But Cal, just to be clear, you said it's hypnosis, etc., of course, after the Facebook.com and the slash. Is it etc. spelled out, or is it ETC?
ETC, so HYPNOSISECT.
Great. And congratulations, Lynette. I just love seeing all of the comments. I mean, even though I wasn't involved in filming the last two podcasts, I do go to calbanion.com and check out those comments. And of course, sometimes people even post questions underneath. Underneath each of the podcasts, there's a spot where you can share your thoughts. And we really do look at those. I mean, both Cal and I look at that site and look at those comments on a regular basis. And it's important to us to get your feedback. And thank you so much for Lynette and several other people, wonderful people, Isaac and Franco and Gary, that shared thoughts about that podcast. Thank you so much.
Cool. Was that a yes or no about getting on Facebook?
He likes to pin me down. Cal, I will get on Facebook.
Cool. Because I just want to see your smiling face on our fan page. All right, good. Hey, let's see. Guess what? I was mapping out our next podcast, and did you know that Christmas is on a Friday?
No, I didn't, but I can't believe it's almost here, isn't it?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I plotted it out. Unless something changes, it'll be podcast 150.
Wow.
Isn't that cool? On Christmas Day.
That's awesome. I love the way that fell.
It'll probably work out to be the least watched podcast of all time because it's Christmas. But
well, the good news is they can watch it anytime. So with their food coma the next day, they can sit there in front of their computer and watch and get caught up.
Cool. Hey, I'm just about ready to get into all the hypnosis stuff, but it's kind of nice to catch up with you after having a couple weeks off there, and a month actually probably, since you had your vacation and then I had to do a couple myself. Hey, guess what I'm doing on September 12th?
What? Does it have to do with a bike?
Yes, it does. And so this podcast will be posted, I believe, September 11th. So all you guys who are watching this on Friday, the day it's posted, tomorrow I am riding 100 miles. And you guys who are catching it on Saturday, right now I'm probably somewhere between Irvine, California and San Diego. And hopefully I don't have the wind in my face, and hopefully it's not too hot, but I'm doing everything I can to prepare to succeed at that.
I love it. I think it's so impressive. Now, everybody, I'm going to be running alongside Cal the entire 100 miles. No, not quite. But I'm so proud of you, Cal, for all the training that you've put in. I mean, it really shows what you can do when you just set your mind to it.
It's about making a commitment, and when you tell the world that you're going to do something, you get out there to do the training. I mean, every weekend for the last few weekends, I've been during the week, I'll do a couple of 30-mile rides. And then on Sunday, I'll do a 70-plus-mile ride. And as I'm recording this, my riding buddy, Memo, is saying he'd like to do a 75-mile ride. So he's planning that out, and that's what I'm going to be doing on Saturday. So it's all about preparation. And I talked about this in the podcast before last, and it's about you've got to make the commitment, and then you've got to follow through without hesitation. That's what makes you successful in anything, be it getting a degree, be it riding 100 miles, or becoming successful in the profession of hypnotism. It's about making the commitment and going for it.
Yep, and it's been fun, hasn't it?
What, riding the bike?
Yeah.
It's so cool because I'm driving around places with my wife, Maureen, and I'll say, "Oh yeah, I rode down this where we're at," and she goes, "I can't believe it," because we'll be like down at Dana Point, or last weekend we rode all the way down to there's the Fisherman's Restaurant in and it's even farther south than Dana Point. I don't even know what the name of the town is, Oceanside or something like
that.
Wow,
San Juan Capistrano maybe?
Oh, we rode way past Capistrano.
Wow. I don't know.
So it's kind of, it's a feeling of accomplishment.
Yes, that's amazing. And you look hot. I don't know if you guys get, so many of you guys watch, you know, his videos that he filmed a while ago, and his body has just changed so much. It cracks me up when I watch some of your old videos, because you have changed so much, and it's just, it's not representing you well in some ways, Cal.
Well, even, you know, you guys are watching the podcast. I mean, you know, I made the commitment to lose the weight and, you know, this is an unplanned topic. But come on, hypnotists, walk the walk. I mean, if you're out there and, you know, if you've got a bad habit that you want to overcome, if you smoke and you want to stop smoking, it's time to do it. If you want to lose the weight, do it, either through self-hypnosis or go see a hypnotist so that you can start eating properly, so that you can start exercising properly. Of course, people can always connect with me about my secret project that has to do with full body cleansing, which certainly I'm living proof that it helps to get you healthy and more energized so that you can, you know, reach your goals. The important thing is hypnotists out there, I mean, I am so lucky. I started doing weight loss as soon as I had lost 15 pounds. I got in this profession as almost 300 pounds. And, you know, I thought, how in the world am I going? One of the biggest customer populations you can work with in the United States is being overweight, no pun intended, right? And I said, okay, I want to work with this population, but here I am, I was like 297, and I said, how am I going to do that? Well, as soon as I, you know, started doing my self-hypnosis and eating right and motivating myself properly and started losing weight, and as soon as I lost 15 pounds, then I had a story. But it's about ongoing, continual self-improvement. And you don't have to be, you know, a sports model or something like that, or, you know, a bodybuilder type physique, but you need to be, you know, not the fattest guy in the room, you know. And I was there when I started off in this profession. And you need to be the kind of person where you exude the energy, you exude health and fitness and optimism, and then you can actually be someone that people want to work with. One of our hypnotherapists here, someone came in for weight loss, and they were watching our standard Truth About Hypnosis video. And I was substantially heavier when I put that together. And so evidently the client who watched the video, who was coming in for weight loss, said, you know, I'm kind of unsure about how effective hypnosis is. And the hypnotherapist came to me and said, would you mind walking into my office so that my client can see that what we do works? And I came in, and she was very impressed. She says, oh, you look so much better than in the video. As a matter of fact, we're redoing that video now, and it's going to be the same exact audio track, but we're going to get rid of the video part where I'm there, and it'll be more like a PowerPoint presentation, because I wasn't representing the profession the way it should be. Even though I was lighter than when I started, I'm not as slim and as healthy as I am. So that's my thing. Hypnotists, doctors, counselors, all you folks out there, walk the walk, or swim the swim, or bike the bike, or run the run. You got to be an example of you know, what we're trying to help people do. Well, I got on a tirade, didn't I?
You sure did. But, you know, I couldn't agree more. And I hear it all the time from my clients, you know, all the time. When a client that comes in to see me for weight loss, and maybe they have a week that's not that easy, they say that they're inspired by me, knowing that because I am in shape and because I am thin, that they know they can get there too. And I've had clients that say that they chose me only because they could tell that I maintain a decent weight, you know, a healthy weight. And it does matter. People do look at that when they're coming for weight loss, and weight loss is probably going to be one of the top things that we're going to work with in some way, shape, or form.
I thought you said it's one of the biggest things we work on. I'm sorry. I always go for the easy joke.
No, that's your job.
You know, I was kind of staying on the same track. We'll get some questions in here in a minute. But going to the NGH convention, I met some people that I'd only talked to on the phone, or I'd only seen their pictures on their website and stuff. And when you meet them in person, man, oh man, some of them just don't look very healthy, and it might, because they're overweight or low energy or run down and that kind of thing. But gosh, you know, you got to eat right, you got to cleanse, you got to exercise, and you got to sleep. And that's what I've learned: eat, sleep, exercise, and cleanse, and you will be as healthy. And I mean, I did a 30-mile bike ride this morning, and you know, my energy is great. So. Get out there. I'd like to start a meetup group just for hypnotists every morning, and we get on our bicycles and go for a ride. And you'd be in that group, Meredith.
Cal has been trying to get me to ride with him for so long, and it made it problematic when I moved to LA. But Cal, I have to tell you, I'm seriously looking at moving back down here after the first of the year, and then it would be feasible. I'm looking at Laguna Beach.
Awesome. That'd be so cool.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited about it. And property is now affordable there.
Yeah. Good, good. Hey, let's move into another topic, okay?
Yes. You ready for a question?
No, I want to share about a news article. Is that okay with you?
Oh, yeah, do.
Hey, I was, you know, I use Google Alerts to, and what that does, you go in there and Google will look at press releases and send you different topics. And one of the things, so of course I have it sending me news items about hypnosis and hypnotherapy. And this news item is just a couple of days old. And the headline is, "Scared of the big theme park rides? Try hypnosis." And I'll just read a little bit of it here. And see, what newspaper is this from? Reuters, India. Okay. But it's actually a story about something that's going on in the UK. It's from London. And it says, and I've received this from a number of different sources, so I know it's not just from an Indian newspaper. A British theme park is breaking new ground in its attempt to get trembling parents to join their kids on the scarier rides. Hypnosis. Chessington World of Adventures discovered from a survey of younger visitors earlier this year that children were annoyed by parents reluctant to go on the white knuckle rides. Management had also noticed a growing number of parents holding the bags outside rather than going in. So what they're going to do, it hasn't happened yet, it would be interesting to find out how it goes, but a hypnotist is going to start giving some sessions to these parents so that they can go up on those rides. What do you think about that, Meredith?
I love it. And you know what? This is just the beginning. I mean, somebody who wants to sell property for the top of a tall building can start doing hypnosis sessions to be able to get them to be able to go to the 22nd floor. Or what about going to the dentist? I mean, I'm going to have you consult with our resident hypnotherapist or hypnotist first before you consult with the doctor to have your teeth worked on. I mean, it's beautiful.
Cool. Hey, that's my funny story for today.
I love it. I was just cracking up when you told me about that. I mean, it's perfect. It was annoying. I've never been afraid of going on those roller coaster rides, and it's so annoying. You're so excited, and you want to go, and then you're with somebody who's just like, no, I can't. I can't. It's too scary. I just can't wait to see how that turns out. I hope they actually do it.
I think they will. Let's see. How are we doing on our time?
Well, you know what, Cal? We're almost at 20 minutes, so we got to at least get a question in here.
Okay, why don't you throw a short one at me?
All right, good. Well, our darling Janet Picard writes to us. She's a devoted watcher, and she said, "I've just watched part 2 of the 10 keys of finding lost items," and she thought it was really cool. She said, "I have the potential to work with a new client on poor memory," and she said, "Can 5-Path help improve poor memory, and what are the tips and tricks we need to know when working with this problem?"
Okay, here, when anyone says, "Can hypnosis help me with that?" if you use a process such as 5-PATH, which is emotional, what works on the emotional component of the issues, just remember this. Anything that stress makes worse, then properly applied hypnosis can make the situation better. And so typically with these memory kinds of situations, people have trouble with recalling things, unless it's caused by some kind of trauma to the brain or degenerative, you know, illness or something. If they just have memory problems, it's usually stress-related, fear-related. And so the answer would be definitely yes. For you guys, in case you are new to the show, 5-PATH is a 5-phase system that allows us to work with a wide variety of issues. And just a really, really short few second sketch of what 5-PATH is about. Phase 1 is the preparation, testing, and convincing phase. So we make sure they're in a proper level of hypnosis for the work we do, somnambulism. 2 is age regression and age progression work. So we can neutralize the cause and also have them go into the future to create an expectation of success. Phase 3 has to do with forgiveness of others and mainly has to do with getting rid of anger. And also the phase 4 is forgiveness of self, which is getting rid of anger itself and feelings of guilt. And phase 5 has to do with getting rid of secondary gain. If someone's had a long-standing problem, they've usually discovered that, yeah, there's definitely a downside, but maybe there's some benefits too. And secondary gain almost always exists, but usually not sufficient to drive the problem. But when it does, it can be a really difficult issue. And phase 5, which is called parts mediation therapy or parts mediation work, is a specific kind of parts work that's designed to overcome that secondary gain and cause the client to be successful. So with memory work, what we're going to do is we're going to have the client tell us kind of the history, thumbnail sketch of the history of the problem, and then we're going to put them in hypnosis, and we're going to say there's a feeling inside you don't like that has everything to do with why you came here today, and then we're just going to bring up the feeling and follow it back and find out the history of the problem and the emotion that's associated with it. And usually it's going to be some kind of fear. And in the age regression, in particularly, we're going to follow it back, find the cause of the fear. There may also be a belief in there that I don't have a good memory, I don't have a good memory. So, but as long as they're carrying the fear, we're not going to be able to overcome that belief. It could be other emotions too, for example, you know, anger and guilt and these things. The main thing is we've got to go find in the history of that individual where they started having the memory problems and resolve it at that first point. Once we do that, then we can begin to suggest a different belief that they have normal, improved memory, and that improving their memory may even become a hobby of theirs, and that there's many things they can do, such as learning how to using memory devices and stuff like that, tricks of the memory and that kind of thing. So that would be something that would be very easy to do. We don't typically give people super memory. You can create temporarily what's called hypermnesia, either in the hypnosis or post-hypnotically, where they have improved memory through just a direct suggestion, but that doesn't typically last very long. Human beings are designed with excellent memory and recall. We just have to remove the barriers, which could be an emotion. It could be a belief that they're not good at remembering things, those kinds of things. Also, sometimes there will be something in the past that they don't want to remember, and that fear of remembering something in the past will block memory to things in the past. So breaking through and resolving that emotional problem will improve their memory for things in the past, and that opens the door for us to give suggestions to the individual that they will have normal, excellent memory from this point on. Anything else you want to add to that, Meredith?
Yeah, Yeah, well, it's just so important to impress upon the client just right off the bat that memory is fluid, just like so many other things. And, you know, it definitely is challenged by pressure, by stress, by pressure to come up with something quickly. And so the more often someone's had an experience where, you know, they've been in a situation where they've needed to come up with something quickly and they haven't been able to, I mean, it just kind of reinforces the idea that they have a poor memory. And ultimately, that's just a label that might need to be kind of torn off and replaced. And we can do that by age regression, resolving it, and then using direct suggestion. I mean, it's just so important to share with the client that there is a fluidity to it and that it can be changed. And it's just a belief system that is outdated, like an old program on the computer or something. Look at me, Cal, using computer analogies. And it needs to be updated, and easily we can update that, and kind of implanting that belief right off the bat, even on the phone when you talk to them before they come in to start the hypnosis session, will really help to open the door to being successful in that process.
Excellent. Well, I think that's about it, right?
That is. We're out of town.
Wrap it up, please.
All right. This is Meredith, and thank you so much for tuning in. I've missed you guys. We're looking forward to doing some more podcasts real soon. And do check out my website, yourpathhypnosis.com. Do send your comments and all of your questions to us. There's so many different places you can do that. You can email them to Cal and I directly. My email is meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com. You can post them at our Hypnospace, at the Ask Cal group. And you can also put them on the new fan page on Facebook, and you can post them on calbanion.com. I mean, it just goes on and on, the places that you can interact with us and send your questions. We do need your questions, so please do send them. Meredith Locker signing off.
And this is Cal Banion. Remember to go to our Hypnospace, become part of the community. It's just going to get better and better. Before you know it, we'll have 400 members. We're just going to keep growing in quality and quantity. Visit my website, hypnosiscenter.com. Check out my schedule. We also got a zillion other things there. And also facebook.com/hypnosisetc. That's it. Cal Banion, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banion and Cal Banion's Banion Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.